From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox.
We all have hope in him, so, you know, we're expecting him to, you know, bring some change. We have no other choice, really. Like, we can't depend on nobody else. Like, he's going to be the new president. He's promised us a lot of things. And, you know, we're hoping he, you know, actually makes them true.
Dragon step and say, step and soul, how we don't stop until we hear the beat drop.
Obama made history. He was telling us that to be good, work hard, and never give up and achieve the stuff that you can do. It is possible.
Drag a step and stay a step and so hard. We don't stop until we hear the beat drop. Drag a step and stay a step and so hard. We don't stop.
Well, to spend the day with all my friends and like my family, because it's important that we all share this this feeling together, that this feeling of joy, because we're going to have a new black president and we know that there's going to be some changes made throughout history now.
I think it's amazing because there's so many people that said it couldn't happen, and it's so amazing. I'm so glad to be here to watch it happen.
Well, as a young African-American male, this have just inspired me, just not just personally, but also to pursue some of the goals that I had in terms of education. And so Barack Obama have shown me personally that, hey, if I work hard, stick to it, that America will be fair.
I think it's a chance to see a miracle that has happened in my lifetime. There's no way that this young gentleman could have come from where he came to become president of the United States in that short amount of time without the hand of God being involved. And I'm just going to be very curious to see where things go from here, but it certainly will not be boring.
Just some of the sounds from President Barack Obama's inauguration yesterday was a defining moment in history.